Listowel Lodge Nursing Home in Listowel has been the subject of several critical HICWA reports since 2018. The most recent report by the Nursing Home Watchdog was published last month. This report found that Listowel Lodge had been found to be non-compliant with a dozen Health Act regulations. The Health Information Quality Authority report says inspectors visited the home three times in the same number of weeks. Such was the extent of their concerns for the safety and welfare of residents in the centre. Shane Scannon has been Director of Nursing at Listowel Lodge since April, before the most recent report was carried out. Tracy Murphy asked him about the nursing home's history of poor regulatory compliance. She first of all asked him about the challenges involved in running a nursing home when COVID numbers are rising again.
Every nursing home all around Kerry and up and down the country are taking measures on a daily basis in order to mitigate the risk of COVID coming into their facility. So it's a daily thing really for us, but I suppose at the moment when you see the rise in COVID numbers, it is very concerning. Staff are taking additional precautions by, you know, lots of antigen tests, that we're assessing staff as they're coming on duty, temperature checks, whether they are symptomatic or not. And we put these measures in place, obviously for the safety of our residents, but also all the other staff and visitors that come into the facility.
Are there restrictions on visitors as there are at University Hospital Kerry?
At the moment, as regards visiting, each resident has a nominated visitor that can come any time, night or day. I suppose what we ask our visitors is that they take regular antigen tests, you know, to ensure, or if they've been out socialising or that, you know, to take their own necessary precautions. Again, a screen is done for each visitor that comes into the facility. So again, it's screening, a temperature check and symptoms, and had they been abroad in the last 14 days, etc. So there's, from a risk management point of view, it's, everybody is risk assessed coming into the facility. At the end of the day, we have to find a balance between keeping our residents safe and also having processes to ensure that they live out their daily lives and that families and friends and relatives and neighbours can actively come and visit their loved one. And that's what we're doing here, thankfully.
And at the moment, as you said, there is understandable concern. And at the end of June, there was, towards the end of June, in 1 week, there were 23 outbreaks in nursing homes across the country. And that more than doubled from 11 the previous week in June. So obviously it's something that nursing homes are monitoring and have to keep aware of. But for the moment anyway, I know that the nursing home sector has no advice or has not been advised by government to restrict visitors, but you're keeping an eye on the situation, and hopefully that won't come to pass, that if numbers continue to rise, that you wouldn't have to look at restricting visitors, loved ones coming to nursing homes to visit their loved ones.
Yeah, it's unfortunate again to see that the numbers are rising, and I suppose one would have to predict on previous trends that the numbers of nursing home going into outbreak will increase again. We're extremely well supported by the public health team and COVID response team locally, and where there is changes from a government level or from a HSE advisory capacity or the HSVC guidelines, we will be informed immediately by the local team as to the changes that are coming into effect in real time as such. Unfortunately, when, you know, the new guidance, even if a centre is in outbreak, obviously residents that are positive are isolated in a designated area of the nursing home, but there's still a procedure in place to allow for visiting for residents who are in non-infected areas of the nursing home. I started in April 4th, and actually on my second day we went into outbreak here in Listowel Lodge. I was very lucky to have the team of staff that I had on my second day, and you know, the directives I given at the time were carried out in full, and we were lucky that, you know, a minimal number of residents were positive. They all remained well, and we were happy to have all residents back out of isolation in 10 days.
When you say there was an outbreak, how many numbers are you talking about? How many people?
At the time, there were 7 residents in total who tested positive. So we had set up a defined area of the nursing home, which would be part of our contingency plan in relation to the management of outbreaks. And, you know, I suppose the facility itself, due to small compartment sizes, does lend itself to effectively managing an outbreak very well. Infection control practices, which are the main context of how we carry out work during an outbreak, but also the actual environment itself can be of a huge help as well. And I certainly found that did aid in reducing the further spread within the home, number one, and getting, thankfully, the virus back out. It's tough work, and I suppose over the last number of years, I've managed four to five outbreaks, and the same principles apply wherever you are, really. It's good staff, dedicated staff, and I'm very lucky to have that here. And I was very lucky to have it in my previous employment as well.
Now, Shane, you took over as Director of Nursing at Listowel Lodge in Listowel in April. Last week, we ran a story. It was before you came into that role in Listowel Lodge in Listowel, that the nursing home, your nursing home, Listowel Lodge, had been found to be non-compliant with a dozen Health Act regulations. And even if people, a lot of Radio Kerry listeners, even if they're not from Listowel, would be familiar with Listowel Lodge, because we've ran several stories from HICWA over the last at least 4 years where the where the nursing home Listowel Lodge has been found to have a poor history of compliance. Many people would be looking at Listowel Lodge, and I accept that you've only been in the position since April, and we wish you the best in the role, and it's obvious the care and dedication that you and the fellow staff who are running the, the home are showing to people who live in Listowel Lodge. But a lot of people would say, listening in, well, first of all, they would be very glad that there are HICWA regulations, that there is a watchdog that can come in and make unannounced inspections of nursing homes to ensure that there is proper care given to residents. But a lot of people listening this morning would say, in relation to the history of some nursing homes, including Listowel Lodge in the past, that it all points to the fact that when you have the profit motive in place, that shortcuts may be made, and that really profit should have no role in the provision of care for older people, for people who need to live in nursing homes. What would your response be to that?
Yeah, you've touched on a few points there. I'll start with, first of all, the requirement for an independent watchdog in HICWA. You know, absolutely required. I think we can see since, you know, they established in 2007 the standard of care across the country in nursing homes and services delivered to residents has exceeded the expectations of all stakeholders involved. It's very much required. For my own self, I have a background in obviously nursing, but also quality in healthcare. So the regulation and the standards required to meet the care and service needs of residents is very important for myself. So for the industry to actually operate at a very high level, you do need HICWA. To your other point in relation to, there's a long-standing history of non-compliances in relation to Listowel Lodge. Absolutely, I was very much aware of the history of non-compliances with Listowel Lodge, and especially over the last, you know, 3 to 4 years. And I didn't shy away from it. I'd have a decent track record in relation to compliance with designated centres. I'm seeing this as a challenge that I wanted to take on due to the fact that there's a fantastic base of staff here. I'm very well supported by the owners of the nursing home. I'm a couple of months in the job at the time, and we've taken action in relation to the findings in the recent HICWA report. And I'm also developing a quality improvement plan in relation to improving the level of service and care delivered in the facility to a much higher national and international standards over the next coming months and years. So to focus on the third point, and you talked about, you know, profit-based nursing homes versus, you know, voluntary and maybe HSE public nursing homes. I suppose in my past I've worked through consultancy and through actively operating as a director of nursing or CNM or staff nurse or operations manager. I've worked with a broad range of nursing homes, maybe up to 50, 60 across different models. The one thing I will say is that I've consistently found where you're putting a quality improvement plan in place, the profit model does lend itself to an immediate quick action of resources to actually affect the change that I need to carry out. So I can only speak at the moment really for Listowel Lodge and the changes that were required, and the resources and funding available has been available very quick to me immediately on a daily, weekly or monthly basis in order to affect the change I want. And to do it, it's quite expensive. I suppose there is this thought that nursing homes on the profit-based model, you know, may cut corners. And I can only say for, you know, that's why we have the watchdog that calls nursing homes out where corners have been cut. In relation to the most recent report, you know, for Lister Lodge, HICWA identified, I think it was up to 12 areas of non-compliance across a broad different spectrum of regulations. And we've tackled that head on since I started into the role, and the staff have, and the other members of the management team have been very supportive in that regard. And change requires funding, and the owners have invested heavily.
Now, continuing our interview with Shane Scanlon, who in April became Director of Nursing at Listowel Lodge in Listowel. The nursing home has been subject of several highly critical HICWA reports since 2018. A HICWA report found that in one weekend in October 2019, there was just one staff nurse on duty for 44 residents. Trasna Murphy asked Mr. Scanlon if he could give a commitment that something like that would never happen again.
Absolutely, 100%. I suppose I can't comment really myself on the historical issues of the nursing home. It would be wrong for me to do so. I can only comment on where the nursing home is at now. Can 100% guarantee
that won't happen ever again.
Absolutely. The market is very challenging, and you know, I think everybody who may be listening in relation, who has worked in a nursing home or has managed a nursing home, will know like the staffing issues that everybody has had through COVID and even before then. It's been very difficult to retain staff. I'm very lucky with, I have a large group of pool of staff here at the moment. You know, since I've started, I've hired an additional eight staff. I've expanded the management team, number of healthcare assistants in the facility, the number of nurses in the facility, number of cleaners in the facility. And I've been very lucky that very experienced staff have applied for a role and were successful and are coming on board. To add to the existing team of staff, which I think deserve a huge amount of credit for the work they carry out on a daily basis. It's tough work, but you're right, there should never be a situation where staffing levels get to that extent. So that's where, in the event of maybe an outbreak and numerous staff being off on COVID, that's your engagement then with relevant agencies as a last resort for staffing, your staffing requirements if required. And again, you're also heavily supported by, and I have to point out, public health and the COVID response team very much assist centres when they, you know, lose staff due to becoming positive for COVID. If there's large numbers, they're very, very helpful in that regard.
And again, the most recent HICWA report that was published last week, they found that there was, and again, I appreciate this, Shane, this was before this report, this call out by HICWA took place, before you took over at Listowel Lodge. But it's not that long ago when they not carried that. Out this inspection. They found a lack of oversight regarding the management of residents' finances, including how some of the residents visited to access their money. This is in relation to around March, I think, the report was carried out. The provider was acting as a pension agent for some of the residents. However, that money was not available to residents. Their own money was not being made available to them, meaning that they didn't have the choice to spend their own money. Something like that's not going to happen again.
No, so like a new policy has been put in place in relation to the access to funds. So first of all, the nursing home took a decision at the time before I started to not be a pension agent any longer for any residents, and they engaged with Sage Advocacy Services in relation to that, into residents setting up independent accounts, etc. As for quick access, I suppose what that meant was actually having immediate access to funds as opposed to, you know, quickly being accessible in the nursing home versus, you know, that where they would have had an account for funds that they were acting as pension agent for. So it's about having those funds easily accessible on site. But the fact that we're not a pension agent any longer for any resident, I suppose those issues aren't relevant any longer, and we won't be going forward. And, you know, residents that are living in the nursing home like to keep monies in the nursing home. They're stored in a safe, secure manner. And I suppose that we have risk management processes in place as regards the signing off of funds that would never be done by one person, that two people would access the funds for the residents, and it can be done night and day whenever they want.
And one more finding based on an initial inspection at Listowel Lodge in February this year, and then two further visits in March.
Yes.
It found regarding meal times and the nutritional value of some of the meals that that food offered at supper time consisted of tea and biscuits with a softened form served to residents on special diets. I mean, that's not meeting people's dietary needs. Again, what assurances can you give in relation to that? Something like that is not going to be happened and is not going to happen again.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we start off, I got a specialist nutritionist on board that revised the existing menu, and it showed a level of 91% compliance in relation to the food that was being served to residents on a daily basis. Obviously, I reviewed all the meal times, sat down with the team for the kitchen, and I suppose the expert specialist nutritionalist, and worked out exactly how we can maximise the nutritional value of every meal that we're delivering to our residents. You know, I've looked at this very closely, obviously, since I started, because nutrition has an impact on so many aspects of someone's care and their well-being. So we spent a lot of time on that, and, you know, I'm happy to say that it's working well at the moment. We've done numerous resident surveys recently, and the feedback has been positive as regards the food, which is great, and the timing around it. And that, effectively, it's monitoring, reviewing continuously on a weekly basis to ensure that their nutritional benefit given to the residents from the nursing home is at the highest level.
Finally, Shane, how many people work at the nursing home now, and how have the numbers increased by how much?
At the moment there's 50, so they've increased by 8.
And that's nursing, hygiene, that's
everyone.
Everyone, yeah.